If you're trying to make a point about bridge maintenance, the Liberty Bridge makes a pretty good backdrop.
All you have to say is the Liberty Bridge, and everybody knows exactly where you're talking about. And unfortunately, it is an example of what we talk about when we're talking about deficient bridges.
That's Governor Tom Corbett speaking under the Liberty Bridge earlier this year as he urged the House to approve a $2.5 billion funding package for roads, bridges, and mass transit. That didn't happen in the spring session, but as lawmakers wind up to take another run at transportation infrastructure this fall, the bridge remains something of a political football. It's not hard to understand why. At more than 2,600 feet long, it towers above the Mon, carrying an estimated 54,000 vehicles a day between downtown and the South Hills. Of some 4,500 Pennsylvania bridges rated structurally deficient, this one is among the most visible.
This is the most glamorous example of a bridge that needs to be inspected regularly, needs upkeep, needs repairs. There's a lot of bridges like this.
Katie Bates is a civil engineer with the Army Corps of Engineers.
You know, steel won't deteriorate in a heartbeat. Steel won't be good one day and breaking the next day. There'll be signs that you can usually see of stress or rust.
Those signs are plainly visible on the 85-year-old steel span. One reason why the State Department of Transportation lowered its weight limit in August. It's now one of 1,000 bridges statewide subject to new or tighter limits on use by heavy vehicles. It could have been worse. For now, all but the heaviest trucks and construction vehicles are still allowed on the Liberty Bridge. But engineer Patrick Miner says there's another reason why the bridge's design raises special concerns. It's a truss bridge, meaning it's supported entirely by structural elements underneath the deck.
Trusses are when you see triangles all over a structure, that's a truss.
Miner is a bridge designer with an engineering firm that does some work for PennDOT, but has no involvement with contracts on the Liberty Bridge. He says the truss design was popular in the early 20th century, but it's fallen out of favor since then.
We as structural engineers like redundancies. We like multiple ways for the load to get from the deck down to the foundation. Truss bridges are inherently non-redundant, which means that if any one element, any one structural member fails, the entire structure will likely collapse.
That's what happened in Minneapolis in August of 2007 when a section of Interstate 35 collapsed into the Mississippi River, killing 13 people and injuring many others. The I-35 bridge was also a steel truss design. An investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board determined the cause was a single failed gusset plate, one of hundreds holding the bridge together, any one of which could have triggered the collapse. Could a similar disaster happen here? Bates says it wouldn't take much.
If one truss member were to fail or one gusset plate were to fail, then it would be pretty quickly and you would see a large chunk of the bridge fail, but probably not the entire bridge. There would be a big collapse, but it wouldn't be, I wouldn't expect that the whole bridge would go under, just a very large section of it.
Federal investigators blamed the Minneapolis collapse in part on inadequate review by state and federal transportation officials. But unlike the I-35 bridge, Miner says the Liberty Bridge has undergone careful and continuous inspection. The weight restrictions have more to do with trying to extend its lifespan.
Whether a bridge is safe or not is a very objective yes or no life or death question. Engineers and public officials don't have anything to hide behind.
Bates agrees there's no danger in crossing the Liberty Bridge yet, although without consistent maintenance, that could change.
If any one of those joints or the beams fails, then you would have a much larger problem pretty quickly.
And just at a glance, it looks to me like there's got to be hundreds of these easily.
Yeah, there are hundreds of gussets on this bridge. I would say a couple hundred truss members. There's a lot to watch here, yeah.
PennDOT estimates a clean bill of health for the Liberty Bridge will take between $40 and $60 million in repairs. But until the legislature comes through with the funding, all they can do is watch. For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Josh Rollerson.